Yeah, Mishnayis Ervin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah starts off, HaNoisin Eseruva Bebeisharu. If the people want to collect together to make an Erev Chatzeris, you have a few houses, a few people living in the same Chatzer, and they collect the matzah, they collect the food together, and they want to put the Erev in a Beisharu. That's a house that's near the gate where the Shomer, the watchman, stays there. It's not really a place to live. Where else, Achsadra, it's like an open porch. Or Mafesas, that's like a balcony, is an Erev. In these places, you cannot put an Erev. The Erev is no good. And the same thing, the Hardor Shom, if somebody's living in these places, Eino Oysra Love, he does not make it also for the people in the Chotzer to carry out. Because these places are not Oymet to live in. So whoever is there, it's not considered like you're living there. Mashenkin, if you'd put the Erev, not where you're supposed to put the Erev is, in one of the houses where people live there. Now, what about the Beis HaTevin? Let's say you put the Erev in your warehouse where you store your straw, or else the Beis HaBokar where you have your animals, the Beis Eitzim where you store your wood, the Beis Eitzar or Stam in the warehouse, Harez Erev. This already is called the good Erev, because these places are called a Beis Dira. Tehadorsham, somebody lives in these places, Oysralov, if he's not included in the Erev, he would ask that when he walks out, he likes Mavatal or Shus, he makes it also for people to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. Reb Yehuda says, "Im yeshom tfisas yod shabal habayis." Let's say the owner of the house, he owns the house and he rents it out to two or three couples. That's like you have like a fourplex, four apartments, and you rent out the apartments to different people. But the balabos, the one that owns the house, he has a tfisas yod, means he has a right to come into each apartment because he leaves something there. So locher is then ein rois olov. Then the people living there do not ask one another, because since the balabos has a right to come into each apartment he owns, he has things there, they're all considered like it's by him, so it's still like one big reshus, therefore you do not need a layer of chaseris. Now, Mishnah, hey. Hameniach es beisoi v'holach lishbois bir acheris. Let's say somebody left his house, and for Shabbos he went to stay in a different city. And he did not put into the Erev Chatzeris, but he's not living there for the Shabbos, he's not home for the Shabbos. Does he still make it also for the other people to carry out from the house into the Chotzer? Let's say there's only one other person living there. So now the neighbor left for Shabbos. What's the locha? So it says, Echod Nochri v'Echod Yisrael. Whether the person that left is a Nochri or whether he's a Jew, Harez Oisa, yes, even though he's not there for Shabbos, so what? Since that's his house, he's going to come back. And considered like he's looking there for the Shabbos, and if they did not make an Erev Chatzeris, the other people cannot carry out from the house into the Chotzer. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Einu Oysa, no, he does not ask her. Since Lamais is not living there the Shabbos, he does not ask her on the Anshei Chotzer, even though he did not make an Erev with them, the other people could carry out. Or if they made an Erev themselves, it's good. Rabbi Yossi Yomer depends. Nochri Yisr, if its owner is a goy that left, then even though he's not home for the Shabbos, still it's also for the rest of the people to carry out, if they did not buy off his reshus. But Yisrael ain oisa, but if it's a Jew that left town, then we consider like he's not here, he does not asa. What's the reason why? Shein derech Yisrael over the Shabbos, because the Jew does not travel on Shabbos. So if the Jew went to spend Shabbos someplace else, we're not afraid he'll come back in the middle of Shabbos. Therefore, he does not asa. Mashenkein. If it's a goy that left, we have to be afraid maybe he will come back for Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos, and therefore he asks the city like he's there for Shabbos, and the Jews have to take care of it. Shein derech, that's what Moshe says, Shein derech Yisrael over the Shabbos. So the Jew doesn't travel on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu haniyach beisoy, polach lishbois eitzo bita b'yoyseir, einu oyser, shekvar haisiyem eliboy. He says, the biggest Chiddush Rabbi Shimon, even if it's a Jew that left his house, and he's living in the same city, just he went to spend Shabbos by his daughter. So really, he could walk back home. But since Lamaisi decided to spend Shabbos by his daughter's house, we consider like he's not here in his own house, and it's like he's not here that Shabbos, he does not ask her on the other people living in the house or in the Chotzer. Yemishin Avov, Bor Shebein Beis Chatzeris. You have a bor that's in between two Chatzeris. You have two separate chateres, and there's a mechitza in between them, and right in the middle, the mechitza comes up until the bore of the ditch. But the locher is, if these two chaterim do not make an erev together, Ein memale b'menu b'shabbos. Neither side could fetch water from this bore into their chotzer. Because we say, like, when each one fetches the water, he's like taking water from the other side into his side. Elim came also loy mechitza gvoya asar tfochim. Unless they made a special mechitza, as if to say, like, we're dividing up this bore in half. So the right side belongs to the right chotzer, the left side belongs to the left chotzer. Now this mechitza, which is 10 tfochim tall, bein milmala, bein dolmato, bein mitoich ognoi. Whether it's on top of the bore, whether it's on the bottom, whether it's mitoich in between the rim of the bore, either way it's okay. It's a kula midrabbanan, but as long as there's a mechitza made separate for this bore, we consider as if it goes straight down and divides the water in half. We have in Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he learns like this, that bein shamayer milmato, the mechitza should be on the bottom towards the water. The mechitza has to be inside the water. No, the mechitza could even be on top of the water. Rabbi Yehuda says, the mechitza is not better than the kaitza, the wall that's going between them. But he holds that if the wall that's dividing the two chatserim goes on top of this bore, and also like divides the bore in half, so the mechitza alone is enough. You do not have to have a separate mechitza for the bore. Inside the bore, it's enough that same mechitza that's dividing the two chatserim in half, since it's also cutting across this bore, we also look as if the bore is divided in half, and the right side belongs to the right side, left side to the left side, it'll be okay. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Amas Hamayim, that's a flow of water, a stream of water, like a small river, Shiyaveres Bechotzer, that goes through a chotzer. Now, an Amas Hamayim could be that the water is deep, 10 tfachim, and it's wide, 4 tfachim. See, even though it's going through your chotzer, through your Rishus HaYochid, but since it gets its nourishment, like its nimshach, from the nor, which is a karmelis, it still has a lach of a karmelis on it. And therefore, ein memalon himenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch water, take water out of this flow of water that goes through your chotzer, but it's connected to the main, to the river. You can't take the water out of there on Shabbos. It's like you're taking from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. Elim came only if, also lo mechitza gvoya asara, only if we made mechitzas which are 10 tfachim tall, b'toch ugma, like on the sides of the river. B'chnisa v'yitziya, at the place where the water comes into your chotzer, and the place where the water goes out of your chotzer. Like at those two ends, you have to put a mechitza, like in the water, like to make a division, as if to say, this water is not part of the Nahor, but now the river is in your chotzer, in your Rishus HaYochid, so the water is also considered like Rishus HaYochid, then you can carry the water out into your chotzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Koisel shal gabo, if you have a wall on top of this, tidim mishum mechitza, that also helps for a mechitza. Like if on top where the water comes in, there's a wall on top of this flow of water, that wall on top could also be considered like a mechitza, that you would be able to carry the water into your chotzer. And Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa once happened, the Amma shall Ovel, with this stream of water in the place of Ovel, that they used to fetch the water from it on Shabbos, take the water out of this flow, stream of water, into their chotzer. Omer, they said back to them, you know why it was mutter over there? In other words, it was because there wasn't a shear, the water was not deep or wide for Tvachim. So therefore, it was not like a karmelis, it was unlike a makom ptur. Then, if the water would have been the shear, then the kaisel, just the fact there's a kaisel going on top of the water, that would not be sufficient. Then the chomashitra is, you have to make a special mechitza where the entrance, where the water comes into your chotzer, and where the water leaves your chotzer, you'd have to make a special mechitza over there. The Mishnah Ches, Gezustro Shilamala Minamayim. If there's, let's say, a porch sticking out in front of your house, and in front of your house it's over the water, like you have a house on the bank of the river, and you have a porch sticking out that goes over the water. So, Eim Mamalan Hemenu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to draw up water from the river, which is a karmelis, into your apartment, which is a Rishus HaYochid, into your porch. Elim came also lo mechitz, unless you make special mechitzes around your porch, Kevo Yasar Tfachim, which is tall 10 tfachim all around your porch, bein milmala, bein milmata, whether you make it on top of your porch or right underneath your porch. Midrabbanan, we consider that these mechitzas, we say gudasik, they go straight down into the water. And if you fetch a pail of water straight down in between these mechitzas, like you make a hole in the middle of your floor of your porch, and you lower the bucket straight down, it's considered like the mechitzas on the side go straight down into the water. So that's considered a reshus yachid. So you're fetching up the water now from reshus yachid into your reshus, which is okay. Now these mechitzas, again, could be around your porch, going up or going down. It will be looked as if these mechitzas continue to go straight down into the water. V'chein, the same malacha, shtei gzustroyis, he had two porches, zu l'mala mizu, like one sticking out of the first story, one sticking out of the second story. And also, there's a hole in between, they could let a bucket go straight down to fetch up the water from both, the first and the second. So also, l'al-yoyna, v'lo-yosu l'tachtoyna, let's say they made a mechitza around the porch of the top one, but they did not make a mechitza around the porch of the bottom one. So shteyim asuras atriyovu, they're both also to fetch up water from their porch until they make an erev chatzeris. Because since both, like the top bucket, is going through the bottom porch, so if they did not make an erev together, it's like both have a right to use that porch. So they would ask a zel zel until both of them make an erev chatzeris.
Mishnah Tes. Chotzer shibchusa mi'arb amas. If you have a chotzer that's less than 4 amas by 4 amas. So the law is, ein shaykhin b'saykhin mayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to empty out like your water in this chotzer on Shabbos. Adin d'rabbonin. Even though there's nothing growing there, it's not a shali b'mashke, but there's a problem that maybe the water will flow out to the Rosh Hashanah. Since it's just a small chotzer, there's not enough room there for the water to dissolve in the chotzer itself, so I'm afraid you'll throw it out into Rishus Rabin, that you may come like to carry from Rishus Yechot to Rishus Rabin. Elin came only also lo uko. You have to make a special hole like a well or like a ditch in the middle of the chotzer, which is machzeke sosayim, which can hold a sosayim of water inside it, which is 12 kabin. That there is a hole there on top that if it overflows, the water will go out to Rosh Hashanah. So from that hole downwards, it has to be big enough, this ditch, to hold the sosayim of water. Now, beimi b'chutz, beimi b'fnim. That means whether you make this uka outside the chotzer, right outside, there's no problem carrying to there, or else whether you make it inside the chotzer, it's okay. Ela shemi b'chutz, just the difference is, if you make this uka, if you make this ditch outside the chotzer, tzorech likmar, then you're going to have to put a cover on top of it. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe you'll come into a karmelis and look again like you carry from a shusi yachid to a karmelis. But mibifnim, if you make this special ditch inside the chotzer, then there's no problem, then ain't tzorech likmar. Then you would not have to cover this ditch.
Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Weimer. Biv. That's like a little gutterway where you like throw the water into, and the water goes straight out to Shusarabim. So Shukomer Arba Amas for Shusarabim. If this gutterway, this biv where the water runs through, when it goes out to Shusarabim, if the first Arba Amas there is covered up, so really since it's covered up 4 amas by 4 amas, it's a Shusayachid, and the water like we had in the Mishnah before could dissolve in a shear of 4 by 4. So then Shayfchun Atechemayim b'Shabbos, you light up the water into this biv on Shabbos, even though the water is going to go through, but we hope it will not reach the Rosh Hashanah, because the water will be dissolved in this first 4 amas by 4 amas, which is covered up, which is the Rosh Hashanah. However, the Chom say no, Afilu Gag, even if you have a roof, or you have Chotzer, that's 100 amas, La Yishpach Api Abiv, you cannot throw the water directly into this biv, because it looks like you want to throw it directly into the Rosh Hashanah. So it's also to throw it into this gutterway that's going to end up in the Rosh Hashanah. Abu rather shayfech migag legag, you throw from a roof, from one roof to another roof, and then via mayim yordan labiv, even though the water will run down the roof, go into the gutter, that's okay, since you did not throw it directly into this biv. Hechotzer v'achsadra mitzarf from the abamis. A chotzer and achsadra, the open porch, then mitzarf of both for the zalach of daladamis, that if the water will be dissolved inside this chotzer or the open porch before it goes out to Rosh Hashanah, then it would be okay. Then you would be allowed to put the water into this chotzer. Again, the current Chachamim,
we're not afraid the water will go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mishnah Yud Aleph. V'chein shtei dutois zu k'neged zu. The same thing if you have two dutois, that's two rows of houses, of buildings, which is zu k'neged zu, on the opposite sides of a chotzer, and it's less than 4 amos in between. So mitzosan osuka or mitzosan la osuka, the chotzer in between is less than 4 by 4 amos. So really, you're not allowed to throw water in there unless you make an uka. So if one side of the utois, one side of the row of houses made a ditch, and the other side did not. So locher is that shasa uka mutarim. The side that made the ditch, they're allowed to throw the water out into this chotzer. But the shaloi asuka, the side that did not make a ditch, asurim, for them it's also to throw the water into this chotzer, since it's less than dalet by dalet amos. And the Gemara says the chiddush is, even though they did not make an erev chatzeres here, the two still it's mutter. The chum did not, were not goyzer for you to throw your water outside into the chotzer. Now, perek tes. Mishnalef, kol gagoyz ir, all the roofs of the city, from one house to the next house, rishus achas, is considered one rishus, that you're allowed to carry something from one roof onto the next roof. Obavad shelo yehei gagovoy asara, oinomach asara, that one roof should not be taller, 10 tfachim, than the other one, or should not be lower. If they're exactly within 10 tfachim of height, then it's okay to carry from one to the other. Because if it is high at 10 tefachim, then you're not allowed to carry from one gag to that gag. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'acham mar necham say, kol echad v'yechad rishus b'fnei atzma. You know, each roof is called rishus by itself. Just like underneath, beneath, in the place where you live, each house is called its own rishus. They hold the roof is also called rishus by itself. And therefore you cannot carry from one roof to another roof, since they belong to two different people. Rabbi Shimon says no big chiddush. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon that echad gagoyz v'yechad chatzeres v'yechad kafifoyz. Rishus achas lekelim sheshovsu l'toychon, v'loy lekelim sheshovsu b'toych habayis. That you're allowed to take a kli and carry it from one roof to another roof into a chotzer, into a karfif. Because these places people do not live. It's not the actual durin. It's only outside the durin. And really, midirayis to the rule rishus yochid. It's only questioning with the Rabbanin. So the Shimon holds, even with the Rabbanin, it's mutter to carry from one roof to another roof, or from a roof to a chotzer, or from one chotzer to another chotzer, or from one karfif to another karfif. A kelim, that again, that at the beginning of Shabbos were in the chotzer, or in the gag. And a chanami, if the kli, if your chair was inside your house, then even if you take it out from your house into your chotzer on Shabbos, now you're not allowed to carry it from this chotzer into another chotzer, unless you met an eruv chatzeres. But if the chair at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the chotzer, then you're allowed to carry something from one chotzer to another chotzer, providing they're both rishus yochid. There are four walls around, just a different chotzerim, even if there's a mechitza between. Still, a kli that started out in the chotzer is not like it's in your house, and therefore you're allowed to carry it into any other rishus yochid, like a chotzer, or like a gag, or like a karfif, lafuki into somebody else's house. You cannot carry it into a beis adurin. For that, you would have to have an area of chatzeres. And the halacha l'kula is like Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Gag gadol somech l'kotin. If there's a big roof, and right next to it, there's a small roof. And according to Tanakhama before, that holds you can't carry from one gag to another gag. So it depends. So hagadol mutam, the people living in the big gag, since their gag is bigger than the small one, there are sides coming on both sides of it, so it's called like a Pesach. So the big one has like dalad mechitzas all around it. So the people living on the top of their gag, they're allowed to carry there. But the akotin osur, the people living on the small gag, if you're standing on top of the small gag, you can't carry. Because since the fourth wall is open completely into the big gag, and according to Chum, that's osur, so it's like paras femluya lechotim. The place that's osur, therefore, on the big gag you could carry, on the small gag, the small roof, you cannot carry. And the same thing, chotzer gedoyla shenifot l'ktana. If you have a big chotzer, that's open completely into a small ktana, into a small chotzer. So again, hagedoyla muteris. The big chotzer you're allowed to carry inside it, even though they did not make an Arab chotzeris, these two chotzerim together, because somebody in the big chotzer, there's like four mechitzas. Even though it's open completely to the small chotzer, that's only like a small pesach. It's like a doorway into it, because there are still walls on the side of it. Therefore, it's mutter. And the Mishnah says, but fi haktano asura, but the people in the small chotzer, by them it's also to carry out, because it's like opened up completely, it's like a doorway to the big chotzer. So in the small chotzer, like the fourth wall is open completely into the big chotzer. So the small one does not have four walls around it. Therefore, they cannot carry in their chotzer. They cannot carry out from their house into the chotzer. What's going to be chotzer shenifritzol reshus rabim? Let's say you have a chotzer, but on one side of the wall it opens up into the reshus rabim. So hamachnis mitoichol reshus yochid, I'm reshus yochid l'toichoy is chayiv. In other words, it's mamish considered like a reshus rabim now. Since this wall that was dividing between the reshus rabim and the chotzer fell down, so now this chotzer is opened up completely to the reshus rabim, it's considered like a reshus rabim. Therefore, if somebody carries out from Rishus HaYochid into here, or from here into Rishus HaYochid, he's Chayiv. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. V'achom moim v'nechom say, mi toicho l'Rishus HaRabim, oim Rishus HaRabim, l'toicho potter. We carry out from here into Rishus HaRabim, or to Rishus HaRabim, yipotter. V'vnei shik ha-karmless, because this Rishus is not really called Rishus HaRabim, it's only called the Carmelis. In other words, midi raisa, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Just midi rabon, it has lach like a Carmelis. So if you carry out from Rishus HaRabim into this Rishus, you're a Yepota. But I call upon him, according to him, if you carry out from Rishus HaYochid into this Mokum, you would also be Potter. Because since it's only called the Carmelis, there's only an Issa the Rabon, and there's not an Issa the Raisa. It's not a real Rishus HaRabim, because the Maisa, there are three Mechitas around it. It's only opened up on the fourth side. Therefore, it's called like a private road, it's like a Carmelis, not like a Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Chotzer, shenifritzol Rishus HaRabim, mishtei ruchoy seho. You have a chotzer that was broken open to the Rishus HaRabim by both sides. The Gemara says really means a Karen Zov, at the corner, both sides by the corner broke open. And Tzumela, there's no like, it's not a good Rishus HaYochid right now. So you're not allowed to carry out. The chain bay is the same thing if you have a house. Shenifritz mishtei ruchaisov. At the corner also the two walls broke down. So it lost its hetty. You do not have four walls in this mock. It's not a real Rishus HaYochid. With the Rabbonin. For chain movui shenitlu karoisov alachoyev. Same thing if you had a movui that has three walls and the fourth wall we were mat there by putting up a lechi or a kaira that fell down on the middle of Shabbos. So the Yehuda holds mutorim b'yoyse Shabbos. For Yasurim was a lovely. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda that we say, Hoyova Hutra Hutra. Since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the four walls here, it was Chal Heta to carry in this Mokum, so the Heta still remains the whole Shabbos. Even though in the middle of the Shabbos part of the walls fall in, that now Midrabbonim there's no Heta, but since Midiraisa it's not a Rishus HaRabim, so it's still Mutta to carry, the Heta still remains. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Svar. That's true, for the next Shabbos it would be awesome. But for this Shabbos, since at the beginning of the Shabbos you already had the Heta remains. Rabbi Yossi Yaimeno, in Mutarim Yossi Shabbos, if we're going to say it's Mutter for this Shabbos, then Mutarim Loss of Love is going to have to be Mutter for Loss of Love also. And the Imasurim Loss of Love, if it's also for Loss of Love, Asurim Yossi Shabbos is also for this Shabbos also. So he says, we do not say this Svarab Hoyobu Hutra Hutra, no. But the Maaser for this Shabbos, it's awesome, just like it's also for the next Shabbos. In other words, since you're missing real mechitzas here, here we do not say the Svar of Hoyel Hutra Hutra. Therefore, it remains awesome.
Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Ha'boina aliyo agabe shnei botim. If you have two houses on two sides of Rishus HaRabim, let's say, and now you make an aliyah, an attic, across both of them. So the kids are underneath this attic, like there are two walls, the two sides of the house, but the other two sides are open. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, midiraisa, two walls alone make it into Rishus HaYochid. The same thing, v'chein gishorim, if you have a bridge, hamufuloshim, that's open underneath it on both sides, people walk through. So in the bottom, really, there's only two walls to it. Still, metautlem tachtein b'shabaziv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that midiraisa, you're allowed to carry underneath this on Shabbos.
And also because we say, the Gemara says, we say the klal of pi tikri yerek b'saisim, like the two sides, the two walls, the roof comes down, and that's saisim, the other two sides that are open. So the kids, you start out with two mechitzas, and you have a roof across it on top. So you say now pi tikri, the end of the roof comes down, so that makes it like you have four walls here. That's a view, the sheet, it could be metaltal underneath the bridge or underneath this aliyah. Well, the Chum, Eish, and the Chum say no, that we do not say Pei Tikra from two sides, but rather only from one wall would we say it. From only is needed for one side. The Yoid, Amr, Rav Yudav, this is another Kiddush, that Marvin, Lamavi, Am, Afulish. If you have a Mavi, Am, Afulish, which means it's open on both sides, still you could make an Erev on it. You could just put a Lechi on both sides. It's enough. Again, because this sheet there is, that two walls make it for a Shrissi Yachid like Midi Raisa. So if it's only Midi Rabban, you have to have a Tikkun. So it's enough to put a Lechi on both sides. The Chachomim Oysun, the Chachomim say no, nothing doing. Two walls is not called a Shrissi Yachid. The Chachomim say it's Oyser. According to Chachomim, only when you have three walls, then do we have the Heta of the Din of a Lechi or a Kura on the fourth side. Because according to Chachomim, you always have to have at least three walls. It's only the fourth wall that's only midrabban. Lalach is like the chacham. Now the Perek Asiri, ha-moitzit tefillin, if somebody finds tefillin outside on the street on Shabbos, so and it's a bizoyin to leave the tefillin there, so lalach is machnisan zug-zug, you'll have to carry them in by wearing a pair at a time, put on a pair on your rosh, put on a tefillin, a pair on your yad, and wear them inside. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shnayim, shnayim. You're even allowed to put on two pairs on your head and two pairs on your yad. Because there's a mokum, there's a place on your head for two, and there's a place on your hand for two. B'med v'mamumum was the said, be shonis, only if they're old ones. The Gemara says, it means to say, when it has ritzuas, it has straps on them, so then you can put them on. Abu b'chadoshas, but if you have new ones, if you find new pairs of tefillin, which means it doesn't have the straps on it, so then locher is potter. In other words, you're not allowed to carry this, you can't carry the tefillin inside. So, lashna poti, it means you're poti, and you're not allowed to carry them in on Shabbos, wear them in on Shabbos. Motzon tzvosim makrichos, let's say you find a whole bunch of them, a lot of tefillin together, that if you can't, there's not enough time to wear them one to bring them in. You say, then the locher is, machsha chalein, you're supposed to wait there till after Shabbos, and then you'll bring them in after Shabbos. Let's say it's a sakona to wait outside in the street by yourself on Shabbos. So then the locher is mechas and vedachloi. You should cover it up and go away. And then after Shabbos, you come back to try and bring them back in. Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, we find a bunch of tefillin outside and we should surround them on Shabbos. That he gives another heter. Noistan lechaveru vechaveru lechaveru. Let's make a big chain of people. And one will pick it up and hand it over to the next one, and the next one to the next one. See, each one is not carrying a dal damis, so it's mutter midiraisa. It's only a question with Rabbanan, this is awesome. But here, mishum kov, without tefillin, the Rabbanan said it's okay. Ad shemegi ala chotzer achitzayin, until you come to the inside, chotzer. In other words, so the first chotzer that you come to in the city, that's mishumarim, that's where you could deposit it, put it there. The same thing applies to your own son. In the case where you want to carry him out on Shabbos to make him for a smilah, so also noisnel lechaveru, you can hand it over to your friend. Lechaveru lechaveru, alfilu meya. Even if you have 100 down the line, that's the way you could carry this child to the place where you want to make the bris milah. Rabbi Yehuda says noisein odom chovius lechaveru, lechaveru lechaveru. You can hand over even a chovius. Even a barrel of wine. And the afilu, he says, the chiddush chutz l'tchum, even if it ends up that this barrel is going to be carried outside the tchum of the owner, like he holds, so what? You go boss to the person that's carrying it now. If he has the right to walk more than a payim amo outside of the city, like his erev is further out, he could take as far as he can go. Omruloi, the chum said back to Abudino, loy talach zu yaisim aragli bolehel, that there's a chlal tchumim. Goes according to the owner. The owner of this barrel, wherever his tchum is, that's how far this barrel could be carried. So even though the person that's really carrying it has the right to walk further,
But since the owner cannot walk further, the barrel could only go as far as the owner could go, so it cannot be carried out from the tchum of the owner. All right, a turnover. Yekoyra bas sefer al hoy schupa. Someone is reading from a sefer, something like a sefer Torah that's rolled up, and he was al schupa. That's like the platform in front of your house, which is usually the locker of a Carmelist. Now, nizgalgal has sefer miyodet. Let's say the sefer, one part of it, fell out from your hand, started to unroll. So, gadol lo yetzlo, you have a right to roll it up towards you, bring it back up to you. Now, since anyway, it's only a reshuth rabbanan here, and one half is still in your hand, so therefore there's no gzeira here that maybe the whole thing will fall down, because even if the whole thing does fall down, there's only nisim mit rabbanan to bring up from a reshuth yochid to a Carmelist. So therefore, now that one part is in your hand, you could just roll it up. But what's going to be hayakira b'roish hagag? Let's say you were on top of the roof, which is a reshus hayochid, from his galgal ha-sefer miyadoi, and now one half of the sefer rolls out of your hand and comes downwards towards the reshus rabim. So it depends. Ad shelo yigi el yasar tefachim, if it did not come down to 10 tefachim off the ground, so it's not really called the avir of reshus rabim, godel lo yetzloi. Then you have a right to roll it up towards you, because again, there's no issa d'oraisa here. But mishagi el yasar tefachim, if one side of the sefer rolled down to within 10 tefachim of the ground, which is in the 10 tefachim of reshus rabim, which has a loch of reshus rabim, so now already midrabbanan des gzera, you cannot roll it up towards you, because we're afraid maybe in a case where the whole thing will fall down and the whole thing is lying in reshus rabim, maybe still you come to pick it up into reshus yochid, and there it's an issa d'oraisa. See, even though now, since one half is still in your hand, there's no issa d'oraisa, Rabbanan made gzera though here, we do not want you to roll it up towards you. So therefore, if half of the sefer reached the bottom part within the first 10 amas off the ground, which is the avir of reshus rabim, then the locher is hoypchay alaksov, just like turn it up, just turn it that the ksav, the written part of the sefer, is facing towards the wall, like it's covered up, and just leave it there. Do not roll it up, just leave it there. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, says, afilu vein mesulik menoritz, elekamole machit. No, as long as it's not mamish lying on the ground, even if it's just a half fraction of an inch off the ground, so it's not really called munach, preshus rabim, so there's no gzeris mit rabbonin, godaloy etzloy, he still holds, you're allowed to roll it up and bring it back to where you're standing upstairs in reshus yochid. Because there's no gzera here, since lemais it's not resting in the reshus rabim. It's an inch off the ground, even though it's in the avra of the reshus rabim, but it's not munach, it didn't rest there. So there's no issa d'oraisa, therefore you could roll it up. Rabbi Shimon says, afilu boratz atzmo, no, even if half of the sefer is lying on the ground, so what? Since the other half is in your hand, so therefore goel lo yetzloi, you're allowed to bring it up, because there's no issa d'oraisa, since the whole sefer is not resting in the reshus rabim. And he says, the svar is, shein lecha dover, mishum shvus oimim v'fnei kisvi ha-kodesh. Like, true, there's an issa the rabbanon over here, since half the sefer is lying in the reshus rabim. There's an issa the rabbanon to bring up the half that's in the reshus rabim, because you bring it up to reshus yochid, but midirais etzimuta, because lemaisa, the whole sefer is not in the reshus rabim, the half of it is in your hand. So therefore, it's only yasim the rabbanon. See, hold, the rabbanon did not put their isurim, the mokim, cover to give to a sefer, kisvi hakodesh. See, there's covered of the sefer to roll it up towards you. The rabbanon let you roll up the sefer.
Mishneh Dalad. Ziz shelefnei chaloin. We have a beam coming out from your window. Again, your window comes out from your house, which is a reshus hayochid, and in front of your house is a reshus rabim. So you have this beam, this small beam sticking out from your window, which is above 10 tefachim off the ground. So the ma'aseh, it's not a reshus rabim, it's not the avir, but rather it's an avir mokem p'tur. So therefore, noisen and olov, you're allowed to take something out from your window, a cup or a glass, and put it on this beam. V'noitlim emenu b'shabbos, and you can bring something in from this beam inside also on Shabbos. And the word says, we're talking about something that would break. So therefore, like, we're not afraid that maybe you fall down and you go downstairs and pick it up and bring it in again. Because if it falls down the glass, it's going to break. But if it would be something like a ball, that would be also, because we're afraid maybe you'll fall down into the reshus rabim, and then you go downstairs and bring it in again into the reshus yochid.
So that would be Yosa. So Mishnah is talking about that's the case, like a glass or something that would break if it would fall down. Now, Oymed Odom Rishos Yochid, a person is allowed to stand in the Rishos Yochid, or Metal the Rishos Rabim. Like, he could stand inside his house and just stick his hand outside the window and move things around that are in the Rishos Rabim. As long as you did not move a Dal Damis, or you did not bring it into the Rishos Yochid, you just move it from one place to another place in the Rishos Rabim, that's Mutter. The same thing, Rishos Rabim, you're allowed to stand inside the Rishos Rabim, or Metal the Rishos Yochid. And you can carry things like you stand outside the house and put your hand inside the house and move things around in the house. Again, providing that in a case where you're standing inside and you're moving things around outside, you cannot move it more than Dal Damas. That would be an Issa Vavara Dal Damas Mishas Rabim. But otherwise, you're allowed to move it less than Dal Damas. And the Chiddush is, we do not make a Gzera that may become to bring it outside, to carry it with you outside. Mishnah Hay. L'yamud Odom Rishos Yochid. A person should not stand in Rishos Yochid. V'yashtim Rishos Rabim. And let out Meirag Layim, let out urine into Rishos Rabim. That's also. The same thing, Rishos Rabim. He should not stand in Rishos Rabim. V'yashtim Rishos Yochid. And let out water into the Rishos Yochid. That's like a Hoytzor. Like you're starting out from Rishos Yochid. And you're going into Rishos Rabim. That's also. The same thing, V'lo Yorik. And now let us spit. Not let us stand in Rishus Yochid and spit into Rishus Rabim. It's called an Akira from Rishus Yochid, and it ends off in Rishus Rabim. That's also. Rabbi Yehudu, Oimer Rabbi Yehudu says, Av kishe nitlash, roike befiv, if when, let's say you have this spit that's uprooted, but it's inside your mouth, you did not spit it out yet, but you coughed up, you have a piece of spit, a phlegm, inside your mouth, so lo yehalach arba amos, you can't walk, dald amos in Rishus Rabim, Achiyork, until you spit it out of your mouth. Because like this, since it's uprooted in your mouth, the phlegm, it's considered like you're carrying it now. So if you would walk Dal Damas with it in your mouth, it'd be over Nissa. So therefore he says you have to spit it out first. Yeah, Mishneh Vov. Lo yamed odom rishus yochid. A person should not stand on Shabbos in a rishus yochid. Ve yishte rishus rabim. And drink water from a rishus rabim. Stick over his head, stick his head outside the window. And drink water in the Rishus Rabim, that's also. The same thing the opposite way. Rishus Rabim, you should not be standing in the Rishus Rabim. V'yishter Rishus Yochid. And stick your head inside the house to drink water there. Elim came only if hichnis roisha ruba lemokoim shushoisa. Only if your head and most of your body is inside the place where you're drinking. Then we're not afraid maybe you carry the water outside. But like this, if you're standing outside in the Rishus Rabim, and you just put your head inside the window to drink some water, that's also, because we're afraid, maybe you'll take the water with you outside into Rishus Rabim. So you carry the water from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim, so therefore it's also. It's only mutter if you have your head and most Rosh Verubai inside Rishus Yochid, then we're not afraid, maybe you come to carry it outside. V'chein v'gas, the same thing applies, by the gas, that's by the warehouse where they make the wine, to say malacha. And the Gemara explains, we're not talking about Hilchos Shabbos here, but rather there's a locha in Hilchos Maaser, and the locha is before you take off Trumas and Maaser, you're allowed to eat an arai, a little bit you're allowed to drink. So if you put your head inside the gas, inside the vat where the wine is made, and you drink a little bit there, it's okay. But you have to have Reisha of Rubai there, because otherwise we're afraid maybe you take that wine with you outside from the gas. And then it's called like hook for the miser, so then it'll be also to drink it before you take off Trumas and Miser. So the heter to drink the wine before you took off Trumas and Miser is only if you drink it in the gas, in the vat, where the wine is being made. And also if you have Roisha of Ruba there. Now, Koilet Odom Min HaMas Chelo Lamata Miasara Tvachim. Now this Mas Chelo, let's say a gutter of water, that the rainwater is running down the wall, and you're standing outside in the Rishus Rabim. If the water comes down within 10 tefachim from the ground, so the water then is considered like it's in the Rishus Rabim, and you're standing there, so then in the Rishus Rabim you can take the water, curl it like rabbit, hit it into your hand, and drink the water. But if the water is coming down the tzinur, that's like a gutter that goes along the roof, but it goes out, it's bullet, it sticks out from the roof more than 3 tefachim. So since it sticks out from the roof more than 3 tefachim, it's not called the Rishus Yochid up there, but rather, it's like a makam ptur. that since the water is coming from the Makam Ptur, here, Mikol Makam Shaisa, even though the water did not come down within 10 Tfachim of the ground, it's not in the Rishus Arabim, it's above, but since the Tzinnit does not have a shame Rishus Yachat to it, even though you're drinking the water from above and you're in the Rishus Arabim, there's no problem. By a regular maschela, we're afraid if it's above 10 tefachim, it may be doimed to Rishus HaYachid. So you're taking the water like from a Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. But over here, this tzinner, since it's less than 3 tefachim, it's a small thing, it's for sure not going to, it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not going to be Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, it's considered like a makam tur. Therefore, you let it drink from the tzinner. Mishnah Zayin. Bor Rishus HaRabim. If you have a bor in the Rishus HaRabim, and the rim, like the dirt around the bor, is above 10 tefachim. So therefore, it's considered like a Rishus HaYachid now. So the water inside the bor is a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, Chaloin Shal Gabav, if you have a window that's directly above this bor, even though around the Rishus HaRabim, Memalan Himeno B'Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it up, fetch up the water on Shabbos. Because you're carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Since the bottom where nobody lives there, it's muta. The same thing, Ashpa Rishus HaRabim, we have a junkyard in Rishus HaRabim, Kevoy Asar Tvachim, which is a pile high, 10 Tvachim, and it's wide, 4 Tvachim, so it's called Rishus HaYachid. Therefore again, Chaloin Chagaba, if there's a window directly on top of it, Shaykhin Latoychim Mayim Shabbos, is allowed to pour down water from his window into this Ashpa on Shabbos. Because again, it's called from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, there's no Rishus HaRabim here, therefore it's muta. Mishneches. Ilon shehumesa chalort. You have a tree that the branches branch off and they come down, spread out to the ground. So main noifa gavoyim in art, shlesha tvachim, if the branches, like when they come down, they're less than 3 tvachim above the ground, so you do not say lovid there, like you could say lovid. In other words, it's less than 3 tefachim, it's almost attached to the ground, so it's considered like good mechitza. So therefore now, underneath the branches, is metaltlan tachtov, you'll have to carry there on Shabbos, because it's considered like you're surrounded all on 4 sides with 4 mechitzas. You know, you have this big tree, and the branches branch off and come down at the end, like give you 5 amas away. They come down, and since they come down all around you, it's like you have 4 mechitzas, it's called Rishus HaYachid. Now, Shiroshav, let's say, the roots, or the bark of the tree, when they come up more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so then lo yeshev alayim. It has look like an ilon that you're not allowed to be mishtamash, you're not allowed to sit or use a tree on Shabbos. So therefore the din is lo yeshev alayim. But let's say it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, then it's not called an ilon, then there would not be this issa to be mishtamash bilon. Then you would be allowed to sit on top of it. Even though it's muksa-like, so you're not allowed to move it, but just to sit on top of it, we're not moving it, that would be muta. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'delis sheba muksa, if you have a door in the back, sheba muksa usually means a set-aside place, let's say in the back of the house, or else, v'chadokim sheba pirtza, if you have, let's say these are thorns, that you made a wall out of the thorns, or machzolos, or mats, so ein noilim b'em, you're not allowed to use these things to close the door with them, Elim ken gvoyim in oretz, unless they're above the ground a little bit. Because otherwise we're afraid by closing these things, since they do not look like a regular door, it looks like you're being moisev ala bin, it looks like you're building. So if these things like hanging a little bit, and they're off the ground, then it does not look like it's binyan, like you're building, but rather it looks like you're just closing, you're making a steam, it looks like a door, then it'll be mutter to use on Shabbos. So this delashe b'muksa, I mean, it's not going in the back of the house, it's like a hut. It's like a little place where you watch your parents there. So really, people do not have a door there, really, to close. So therefore, it looks a little bit like you're being Maisef ala binyan. So therefore, we say if it's hanging a little bit, then it's okay. Yeah, Mishnah Tes. Lo yamid odom b'rishus ha-yochid. A person should not stand in Rishus ha-yochid. V'yiftach b'rishus ha-rabim. Like, opened up a door from the Rishus ha-rabim. In other words, if the key is outside in the Rishus HaRabim, so you can't, like, you're standing inside, and you put your hand outside to the Rishus HaRabim, that you pick up the key, and you open up the door outside in the Rishus HaRabim. Still, that's awesome with the Rabbanim, because it's a gzera, maybe you bring the key inside into the Rishus HaYochid. The same thing with Rishus HaRabim, you should not stand in the Rishus HaRabim,
So yiftach b'shus yochid and stick your hand inside the b'shus yochid and take a key that's in the b'shus yochid to open up the door from the inside. That's also what the tigzeri midrabon and maybe you carry it out. Elim came also mechitza gvoya saratvachim. Unless you have a mechitza there, like from where you're standing, that it should be above, it should be high, this mechitza tentvachim, so then it'll make the rishus into rishus yochid. So then it's not considered you're standing outside in the rishus rabim, but rather you're standing in the same rishus where the key is, that you'll also be in the rishus yochid. Now, divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omru loy, says the Chum, said back to Rabbi Meir, Maise b'shuk shel patomim. It once happened in this marketplace of patomim, where they sell animals, where they feed animals, they stuff them up. Shoyi b'Yerushalayim, which was in Yerushalayim. Shoyi noyalin, they used to lock the door on Shabbos. Umanichin es maftech b'chaloin shagabi pesach. And they would put the key on the window up top of the door, which was a Rishus Yochid. And even though they were standing in Rishus Rabbim, you see, you're allowed to stand in Rishus Rabbim and put your hand into Rishus Yochid and take something there to open up the door, as long as you do not take it out into Rishus Rabbim. So you see, we do not make the Gzeirah. And Rabbi Yossi says, Shuk Shel Tzamorim Hoya. He just argues on the actual incident that he said the story was not by a Shuk Shel Patomim, but rather was by a Shuk Shel Tzamorim, where they sold wool, they made the wool. But he agrees to the law also like the Chachamim, that there's no Gzeirah. You're allowed to stand in one Rishus and be metal to something in the other Rishus. Mishnah Yud. Neger sheyesh b'roishoy glustero. So this neger is like a peg, or like a piece of metal. So sheyesh b'roishoy glustero, that has like a ball on the top of it. So the question is, this peg usually used like to lock a door with it. So now the question is if it's muksa or not. So if it has a glustero, if it has a like a ball on top of it, so then Rebbe Lezer says still it's also to use this to lock the door with it on Shabbos. Because still it's maybe muksa, only if you already tied it up before Shabbos and it's hanging, the Gemara says. Then you're allowed to be metaltlet. For Rebbe Yossi Mati, Yossi says, no, there's nothing to worry about. You're allowed to lock the door with this thing, even though it's not tied onto the door. Because since it has the glustero, it has like a ball or on top of it, it has a shame kli, it could be used for other things. Omer Rebbe Blazer says, Maisa once happened, the Knesses Shebe Tveria, like in the shul of Tveria, Shere Neugen Boheter, and there they were Neugen Boheter, they had this type of a neger, this type of a pig, that had a ball on the top of it, so it had a shem kli they held, and you're allowed to use it, even though it wasn't hanging. Shebo Rebbe Gamliel, until Rebbe Gamliel came, Balskenim, and the older people of Yosulim, and they said, no, it's also. They said, like Rebbe Lezer, that if it's not hanging, then it would be also. Rabbi Yossi says, Issa Nogubo. They were noig about the Chumra, like they were noig. There was a mice was just the opposite. Again, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Issa Nogubo. That first they were noig about that it should be also, that you cannot touch this Nagar. But then what happened was, Rabbi Gamliel was kind of material him. When they came, they said, no, it's Mutter, that you're allowed to use this Nagar like Rabbi Yossi. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger HaNigro. If you have this peg, that's like hanging, but it's Nigrar, it's touching the ground, it's not hanging off the ground, it's attached on a string, but it's hanging, touches the ground. So, Noilom Bob HaMikdash. In the base of Mikdash, it's mutter to use it, because there's no Gezer Shus in the base of Mikdash. Avloi B'Medina, but outside the base of Mikdash, it's also. Since it's a Nagar, in other words, it's not hanging, it's just dragging on the ground, so it looks to people as if you're being burned, as if you're building here. If it would be hanging, not touching the ground, then it looked like it's only a lock. But now that it's hanging on the ground, if you use it as a gzerim and the rabbonim, it looks like binyan. But v'hamunach, if it's touching the ground, then kan v'kan also. Then both places it's also. In other words, if it's not attached at all, it's not on a string, it's just resting on the ground, then this nager, according to everybody, agrees that there's an issa binyan involved, so even in the base of Mikdash, it'd be yosa. Is that the binyan mamish? It wasn't set aside before Shabbos, like it wasn't attached there to be used for a lock, but rather right now, it looks like a binyan.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamunach Muta B'Migdash. No, even if it's Munach this peg, still you're allowed to use it in the base of Migdash. It's still only Yosem of the Rabbonin. And in the base of Migdash, they did not make the Gzera. Fiha Nigro B'Medina. But if it's Nigro, then it's Muta B'Medina. In other words, if it's a pasture, but hanging, even though it's long, the string, and it reaches, it's dragging along the ground, still he yells, that's Muta B'Medina. It's only Yosem of the Rabbonin outside the Beis Hamikdash, where it's Munach, where you still have this peg, it's not attached, it's not hanging at all, then it's Gzerim of the Rabbonin, it looks like it being Boina, you're building.
Mishnah Yud Beis, Machzirin Tzir HaTachten B'Migdash. The Tzir, that's like the hinge of a door, so if the bottom one came out, you're allowed to put it back in the Migdash, Avloi B'Medina. You can't do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there's not a real binyan here, because the bottom one is easy to put back, so it's only a shvus, it's only Yosem Midi Rabbonin. So therefore, the Gzer is only B'Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a real binyan, because since it's easy, just like you're putting it back in place, there's no Issa, it's only Midi Rabbonin, B'Medina. For El Yoin, let's say the top hinge, that's tight, that's hard to take out. Then the lochri is Kan V'Kanoso. Both in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Ibn Medina outside, it's also here it's an Issa because it's Doima to Binyan. Here it's a Binyan Mamish, and a Moloch is not Mutter to do in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rav Yudi says, Elyon ba Migdash, the Atachtim Ibn Medina. He holds no, even the Elyon, the top hinge, also there's no Issa Diraisa, it's not a real Binyan, it's only Yeshuas, it's only Yosem with the Rabbonin, and therefore that's the cloud in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mutter. But the Tachtoin and the Tachtoin, that Bechlal is not even a Shvus. There we hold this even Muta B'Medina in outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Tachtoin to put the bottom hinge back, that's Muta, there's not even this at the Rabbonin. Just the top hinge, that's also Midi Rabbonin, and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash it's Muta, but B'Medina it's also.
Here, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Ma'achzirin Retia B'Mikdash. A Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he was doing the Avodah, and he had, let's say, a Band-Aid on him, so he took off the Band-Aid, b'shas the Avodah, and the Band-Aid had medicine on it, so you let it return it, put it back on again on Shabbos, even though it's a Ksas Refuah right now, but since you took it off the Tzorach Avodah, it's Mutah, Avoloi B'Medina, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Gzera, Mishum Refuah, you're not allowed to put medicine on. In Batchilah, let's say you did not have it on before, you want to first put it on the first time now, so then Kan V'Kanoser, even in the Beis HaMikdash it's also, because it's not called Tzorach Gevoya, it's called for your own purpose, and therefore you have the Gzera, there's an Issa of Refuah, you can't use medicine on Shabbos. Now, Koshrin, name of HaMikdash, by the Leviyam, let's say on the harp, a string broke, so if it's broke on Shabbos, that's a Tzorach, so therefore you're allowed to make a knot on Shabbos. Because it's like a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's Doicha Shabbos, Avoloi B'Medina. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, Pshit Tzosa, there's no heter to tie something on Shabbos. In Batchilah, let's say you did not have it before, but you first want to go make it or put it together now, so Kan V'Kanosa, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's also. It's not called a Hechsher Mitzvah like, you should have taken care of it on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Now, only if it broke on Shabbos, therefore it's Efsher. It was not possible to fix before Shabbos, therefore it's Mutar now. Now, Choytchin Yabelis B'Migdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen that has a ward, a growth on his hand, he's allowed to cut it off, because it's Makiv, he's a Baal Mum now, it's Makiv if I'm doing the Avodah. So he can cut it off with a Shinui, it's only Yosem with the Rabbonin, and in the Beis HaMikdash it's Mutar. Avoloi B'Medina, but outside the Beis HaMikdash it's also with the Rabbonin. But V'yim Bakli, if he wants to use a scissors, a knife, then Kan V'Kanoso, even in the Beis HaMikdash also it's also. Because since he could do it with the Shinui, there's no hetter to do it, to be over Nisa D'Iraisa. Mishnah Yudalit, Koyen Sheloka B'Yetzva, a Koyen that on Shabbos had received a wound, he has a lokis on his arm, on his finger, he has a wound, so Korach Ale Gemi B'Migdash, in the Beis HaMikdash you let it tie around like a band-aid on it, or a gemi means like a leaf. You could tie a leaf around it. But if it's the purpose for him to do the avoida right now, he's allowed to tie something around the wound. Avoloi B'Medina, but outside the Beis HaMikdash is also. Because the gemi, this type of leaf, is a refuah,
So it's like a refuah on Shabbos, which is also. Im lohitzi dom, if the purpose is though to take out blood, kan v'kan also, that's also in the Beis Hamikdash also, because that's nisri d'oraisa to take out the blood. And also it's not called tzorach avoida. So it's called chayvul. Yeah. It's a melacha, and since it's not tzorach avoida, it's also. But boiskin melech agabe akevish, you'll have to throw salt on top of the kevish, the plank going up the mizbeach, shleyach liku, in order that the kohanim should not slip. Or memalin mi bor hagoyla, you'll have to fetch water from the bor hagoyla, or mi bor hagodol begalgol b'shabbos, from the big well with a galgol, with a wheel on Shabbos. Or mi ber hakar b'yomtif. So again, these last halachas about fetching up the water with a wheel, with a galgal, so there's a special heter to do these two burros on Shabbos. When we bear a car from this special bear, the special well, hakar, there's a special heter to do it on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. The Gemara says there were cases why, but that's where they're matter here, and not other bearers. Other bearers were afraid if you come to fetch the water with a galgal, if I'm taking up a lot of water, maybe you'll come to use the water to water your fields, which is Nisi D'oraisa. Therefore, it's gzeira not to fetch the water with a galgal, only from these bearers, from these wells, is a special heter. Here, Mishnah Tes Vov. Sheretz shenimtza b'migdash. If you find the sheretz, that's something that's navatum, it's metamiyu, you find it in the base of migdash, so koyin moitziya behem yonoy. The koyin should carry it out with his avnate, so it's a zagartol. So notice, he should not touch it with his hands in order that the sheretz should not be metam him. The kohen should not become tummy. Now a sheretz, though, is not metam b'masai. So even though you're carrying it, though, since you're not touching it, you're not tummy. Just your avnet becomes tummy. But that is not metam the person. And the reason why we give you the heter to be metam your avnet is l'sharis as a tumah. We do not want the tumah to stay there an extra second. So right away, take the sheretz out of the Beis Hamikdash. Tivi Rabbi Yechon ben Bruka. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bitzvah shaleitz." No, you have to wait till you find the wooden pliers. That it's not makabel tumah. Shlel Rabbi says a tumah. No, you should not use your gartel, your amnayu, in order not to be metama your gartel. So rather wait until you find the wooden pliers. That's not makabel tumah. Now mehechin moitzir noisai. Where do you have a right? From which part of the Beis Hamikdash to carry it out? In other words, really, this is a tiltel that should be yosim with the rabbanon. So the rabbanon will makel. Mishrom the heter of Tyrus HaMikdash. So from which place in the Beis HaMikdash were they makel? Min HaHechel, if you want to take it out of the HaHechel, min HaUlam, from the Ulam there's the Kodesh, or min Ulam Lam Mizbech, between the Ulam and the Mizbech, from that place also, you'll have to carry it out. But not further. If you find it out, away from the base, from the Mizbech, you have no heter to carry it out, just leave it there, we'll soon see. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. Rabbi Akiva says, Mokem shechiyovim al zdoinoi koris, v'ashelgosa chatis. Any place in the Beis Hamikdash that if somebody's tummy comes in there, that is chayiv on zodin koris, and on shoygig is chayiv chatis, mishom mitziyan oisai. From that place you'll have to carry it out. V'shar kolom akoimis. But the other places, even though it's near the Beis Hamikdash, if it's a place that you're not chayiv koris for, then kaifan olav, besachter. Just cover up the big kli, cover up the tumah, and wait till after Shabbos, and then there won't be an Issa Muksa, and then you carry it out. Yes, so now the Kamina is, according to Rabbi Kiva, any part of the Beis Hamikdash, even the Lishchos, also your Chayiv. So therefore, these places you can carry it out. But outside the Lishchos, not. Now, if you find it outside the Lishchos, then just Koif Nolov, Pesachtem. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mokam Shetir L'Choch HaChomim, Mishaloch Nos Nuloch, the place that the Chum gave you, is mokam shetiru loch hachomim. The place where the Chumim gave you a heter, mishaloch nostaloch. They gave it to you from your place. That means shlohetiru loch ele mishum shvus. They only gave a heter mishum shvus. So there's a question exactly what does this part of the Mishnah mean? Pasha means that the Chumim were mekel in the Beis Hamikdash. It's only things that's only yosim derabbanan. It's only yosim mishum shvus. So it's also Mishum Shvus, Rabbanan said in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not also. And the Gemara explains this, it's really the Mishnah is coming to explain that one place of Shimon is Mekel, and another place of Shimon is Machmir. So where it says that Shimon explained himself, where is he Mekel? By Tchumim,
because there it's only Yosim with the Rabbonim, that he says you carry 15 Amos outside the Tchum, because those 15 Amos is Mishalacho.
So that's his cloud, that it's only Yosim Mishum Shvus, there he's Meko Rabbi Shimon. With the Shalom the Raisa, there Taka he's Machmir. Alright, we'll stop here. Hadron Alecho, Mesechta Ervin.